You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California. From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
And one of our favorites, of course, is Magnavino Cellars. They're right there on North Rice Avenue, 961. But I'll tell you something, they've got some great wines in there. They're going to be open today and tomorrow. You're talking about wine tasting, Sandy. That's one of your favorite places right
it
there
is.
At Magnavino.
I love it. I may start there.
It's not a bad start, you know. It just
kind of warmed up.
Boom, just kind of get into the flow, keep moving. But Magnavino Cellars, right off the freeway. It's like a quarter mile off the freeway right down there. It's an industrial building. But boy, I'll tell you, when you go in there, you lose sight of the fact you're in an industrial building. It's absolutely beautiful with some great wines. Check them out. They're open today from 12 to 5. I believe tomorrow's the same hours. And it's definitely one of the little gems here in the 805.
For sure.
So now I think our next guest is... This poor hungry little man there. Yeah, I mean, he's just always hungry.
Just can't get enough.
He just... Don't look at me when you say that, please.
It's got to be the voice, Tom.
It's got to be the voice.
Everyone should wake up with a voice like that.
Yeah. A lot of people do. They try and get rid of it. That's the problem.
That may be another venture for us. If we can get an app built where the alarm clock goes off with your voice...
Oh, wonderful.
Wake people up.
I'm not waking up.
Good morning. Sandy, do you know what time it is?
Today's Hungry Man is brought to you by Tom and Sandy Unplugged on MyBuzz Radio. Tuesday night show we've been doing lately. It's got a lot of good momentum.
That's been fun.
It's a fun show.
It's a lot of fun. And what's great about it is it's a closer insight to some of our Saturday morning favorite guests. So rather than having, you know, four or five people shuffling through in an hour, we take two to three of our favorite guests for that segment.
Yeah.
Sit down on a couch for an hour and we talk about their products, all the great food, beverage, and events in the 805. So
we eat and drink.
We do. We eat
for
and drink.
One solid hour. It's not a bad gig.
Tuesday nights, 6 to 7 on mybuzzradio.com. But Tom, you like old movies.
I love old movies.
Like not super old, but party movies too, like Animal House maybe?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites.
One of our favorites. Do you remember that?
Porky's.
Boy, yeah, that's up there too.
Oh, I love Porky's.
Porky's 2 was good too.
But do you remember in Animal House when Sutton takes Dean Wormer's wife upstairs to his room and he opens the door and it's like, oh, this beautiful room.
Yeah.
It's total contrast to the rest of the building, right?
Right.
I've got a restaurant that I think fits that bill too. We're talking about Himalaya right here in Ventura, Himalaya Restaurant, because it's at the end of a shopping plaza. It's a very nondescript kind of location.
So if you didn't know this, would you believe that that used to be in Taco Bell? It doesn't look...
If I hadn't known it previously, no, I wouldn't believe it. They've done a great job inside. And that's why I say, when you drive up, it's a kind of a typical shopping strip mall, right?
Yeah.
Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go in the doors, and Sal and Anoop is one of the owners of there. They've done a great job of kind of changing the decor, taking away that Taco Bell feel, although they do still have the colors. They have the burgundy and yellow colors.
And you know what? They've recycled a lot of the lighting and the fixtures and made it their own, and it's kind of cool when you go in there and you see all the changes that they've made.
And we're going to get into the food, but one of the other cool things I like about the dining room is a little pillow seating area. They've got very low tables. You take off your shoes, you know, go up and sit down with your guests, very low tables. You're eating with your hands if you so choose. Mm-hmm. And they can actually accommodate large parties in that section with a little bit of semi-privacy. So it's kind of a neat environment, atmosphere.
If you take off your shoes, just make sure you're wearing socks.
Hey, I got those odor eaters I just put in there.
But the most important...
I don't think they work.
I don't think they work either.
No, actually, I don't think they work.
You got your shoes on.
After a couple days, those things are expensive.
We still have to change the subject.
Okay.
Let's get back to the food, because that's really where Himalaya shines, is with the food. And what's really unique about Himalaya is they've actually got three different cuisines they're featuring, most of which are not in the area. We have Nepalese, Tibetan, and Indian. Now, all those have similar characteristics and influences based on their geographic location, where the food originated, you know, the South Asia zone. But each one has its own kind of distinctness because of the change in spices. The Nepalese is going to be a little more mild, not as spicy, bringing some unique ingredients. One of the cool ingredients that we've had recently is...
One of the cool ingredients?
Yeah, one of the cool entrees... Come on, Tom. Don't lose track.
We had recently.
Yeah. Curry. We had curry.
We had curry, but what?
When? Where did we have curry?
At the Indian. Himalayan.
What are you? What have you been raving
about? Oh, the
about?
Himalayan.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant here inside the show.
No, but what have you been? What ingredient have you been raving about at Himalaya that they only get occasionally?
Oh, yak.
The yak.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not a term for after dinner. It is a beautiful meat that they feature
it is. It's
on
good.
A rare occasion.
It's lean.
It's
flavor
tasty.
Is unbelievable.
So again, talking about those origins of the cuisine, yak is more of a native meat that they would have been using in Tibet and are using in Tibet. And so occasionally they bring in yak. They have a really cool chili yak with red peppers and bell peppers that are all mixed in. It's lean. It's very nutritious, flavorful, a little more mild than beef. They have some other great things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you mentioned, the curry. Is mm-hmm. kind of a staple. You go into any Indian restaurant, you're going to get some kind of curry.
Right.
The Sherpa curries that they have in Himalaya, though, don't have the base of yogurt or coconut milk. They're really more tomato-based, more vegetable-based.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go in there, you want to try that out. I went in on, matter of fact, I went yesterday and got some hangover food. Not today.
Were you out with Sean?
That's all
he does is wander around drinking wine.
I stuck my way into our buddy Curtis's show on Thursday night. But I went in yesterday to talk to Sal and get a little hangover food. And my new favorite entree is their platinum burrito.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool fusion. So Sal is kind of the mastermind of some of these
mm-hmm.
dishes and some of these recipes. And this fusion of burrito, and most people think, you know, wrap, obviously, and a tortilla kind of structure.
Mm-hmm.
But the platinum burrito has chicken tikka, lamb tikka, tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, and they're wrapping it all in naan, the typical flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
What's great about that is the naan actually soaks up some of those juices mm-hmm. from the different ingredients, and you end up with this mushy flavor. It just all comes together. It's handheld.
So I have a funny story. I know we're going to talk about them on our travels, but
yeah.
When we were in there last, mm-hmm. and I actually tried all these things with the breads,
mm-hmm.
didn't get sick.
And why
no,
is that?
You didn't.
I don't know.
Let's tell the listeners that the majority of their menu is gluten-free.
See, I didn't know that, but I didn't get sick at all.
No, you didn't, because yeah. she was commenting to me. She goes, I expected not to feel good uh-huh. because she's gluten, you know, most intolerant. Yeah. And she said, I feel great. I'll tell you one thing they do, and we'll talk about it. Well, we'll talk about the next thing, but that pizza they got over there, they've got a pizza that's got spices. And I mean, it's like it's done on that flatbread again,
yeah.
and it's not an Italian pizza, so get that out of your mind. They just call it a pizza because it looks like it, but boy, it is good.
Now, did you pair your burrito with the beer, or were you too hungover?
I had no interest in pairing it with beer yesterday, but I'm going to go back.
That's the way you get rid of them, dude.
Not yesterday.
Trust me.
But they have good beer.
Oh, we had a Buddha beer.
And again, I didn't get sick.
Yeah,
no.
Buddha beer, I think, is exclusive to them right now in the area. It actually comes in what they call a collectible
bottle.
It is. It's
I kept
cool.
the bottle.
She kept the bottle.
It was so
it's
cool.
really cool. It's green, and it's a little Buddha, dude.
Yeah, looks neat.
Yeah, I mean, the beer was very good.
And it's a Chinese lager, so when I go back, I definitely have that on my list to try. My wife is dying for us to get over there and just sit on the pillows one evening, enjoy some wine and some
great food.
How romantic. One of my other favorites is called Sag Paneer. And now paneer is their homemade cottage cheese. It's pretty firm, and they press it and cut it into cubes. And the sag part is spinach. So you can get sag naan there as well. So they take their naan flatbread and Sal shoves spinach in that with some spices. But the sag paneer is a great vegetarian dish. They can kick up the spice any way you want. You tell them 1 through 5 kind of scale of heat, and they can accommodate those. When you look at your dishes, you say, oh, I'm feeling something really hot today, and they can kick up the spice for any of those dishes. So a really unique cuisine. Again, a great environment. I suggest people get over there and try it out. Sal and Anoop are very accommodating. They want to give the
very
best
nice.
Experience to everybody that walks through the door. The service is good. The chai tea. They have a couple other unique things that should draw you in, though. One of them that I've been using a lot is the 805 Insider Club. The Club Himalaya from 805 Insider. What that does is you sign up. They have a little tablet, a little iPad at their counter. You go up, put in your phone number. They'll start sending you texts for some of their deals and some of their discounts.
Oh, wow.
The other day, a buddy and I went in. We had a chicken tikka lunch special for $5. And it comes with their soup. Every lunch special comes with a free little cup of soup. They're doing vegan and gluten-free soups every day. So you get to walk in, and by default, you're going to have an extra little accoutrement.
Now, what is this Insider, the 805 Insider?
Yeah, so 805 Insider is a business here in town that works on loyalty and promotional sponsorships. And Himalaya has joined them, and so it's kind of tailored to them. So it's called Club Himalaya, but it is offered through 805 Insider. And again, you sign up through your phone. Each time you go in to Himalaya, you put your phone number back in, and it's a frequency program as well. So the more times you check in at the counter, you end up getting closer to more discounts and more loyalty.
So we're going to find out more about this 805 Insider because I'm interested, and we'll post it on 805 Favorites.
It is a local business. You know, they're doing good things with some of the restaurants and some of the businesses in town. Again, to drive that loyalty, drive that frequency to a local establishment with great product, great food. Himalaya is one of them.
Good. Awesome.
Very cool. You know, what's amazing is you came in this morning. I said, so what are you covering? You say Himalaya. And I said, well, Tom and Sandy are covering that in the 8 o'clock hour. So it's just, I mean, it's weird that that happened. But I'll tell you something. There's a lot more about this restaurant that we can talk about and a lot more about the area of Nepal that, for me, was very interesting. I mean, I'm amazed by it.
And Sal, you know, is in there most often. Again, Anoop is one of the owners as well. But Sal is usually running in front of the house and is more than happy to, if the restaurant's not too busy, sit down and speak with you, tell you about the cuisine, tell you about his recipes. He's actually a trained chef. He also has a background in computer science. So the guy's super smart, super patient. One of the things, I don't know if you're going to cover it in the travels or not, because I'd like to be surprised as well, but he has a cooking class coming up.
No, I didn't know that.
Ooh, yeah.
Great.
So I did not know that.
I have a little spoiler then.
On the travels, I actually want to cover their ice cream. Did you have their ice cream?
I have not had their ice cream.
We'll talk about that.
But they do have the glue.
You see the smile on that face?
I saw that.
She just woke up.
Okay, so if you want to try what Jason just tried, what do you have for the listeners?
Sal's giving away a $25 gift certificate for the restaurant. Wedger.
Is that a new word? Wedger?
We'll just combine the whole sentence into one word. I feel like I'm carrying over from other segments. Yeah. Whoever wins this certificate, though, please call ahead. Make a reservation. Again, Sal and Anoop want to make everyone feel welcome and accommodate every guest, but especially if it's your first time to Himalaya, they want to make sure you have a great experience. So call ahead, get the reservation, $25 gift certificate. The cooking class is January 27th. Ask about it when you get into the restaurant for more information. They're going to take about 10 to 12 people, teach you some basic chutneys, some basic entrees that you can do at home, and really, again, expose you to the cuisine of their, you know, Tibetan and Nepalese food.
And just one thing I wanted to point out, because you were mentioning, just so the listeners know this, you were talking about the seating that's down low. They also have regular seating.
They do have regular tables.
Yeah, so if you've got a bad back or something.
Yeah, please don't feel intimidated.
Yeah, no. They have the regular seating and everything. Sure. This is just an area over to the side that's really cool for little families and everything else to actually do it the way they do it.
And for those still listening, we're talking about Himalaya Restaurant, 35 West Main Street. You can also find them at HimalayaCuisine.com on Facebook and on Twitter. Open 11 to 3 daily and 5 to 9:30 daily. They take a little break for their staff in the middle because it can be a long day. But great cuisine. Get over there and check them out.
Awesome.
And you've got a $25 gift certificate.
That's correct.
$25 gift certificate. Oh, my God. See, now I've got it. See, you brought it to me.
It's a virus.
Gift card. Here, gift card. You know, certificate has always been a hard word for me. I don't know why when you try and say it fast. Gift card, $25. Give us a call, 289-1520. We'll take callers number 15 on that one. I'm telling you, this is one of those little gems you need to try out. They are really excellent.
They are really good. We're going to go on a short break, pay some bills. Don't turn your dial because we've got more on our show. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.